Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Everyone, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and you know, I just have to pause and share that that's my son singing, creating my theme song for Reality Spirituality. And coincidentally, he asked me a couple of days ago to call in. Sometimes he calls in, and usually I keep the conversation private. It's just a conversation that he and I have, and it's private. So he's actually calling in to talk to RLN, not to his mother. So he called in yesterday, and we spoke for about an hour and 15 minutes. No, a little bit over an hour, not quite an hour and 15 minutes. But anyway, if you want to listen to that, I just made it public with his permission. It was recorded on June the 26th. It's Reality Spirituality guest Nathan Norrington. So this is a shout out to Nathan. He had a lot of really, really good insights, questions, what's going on in his life. So if you want a little behind the scenes of son and mother speaking, actually no, not son and mother, son and RLN speaking. Let's get to today's topic. But before we do, before we get to today's topic, I want to welcome all my new listeners that are wondering, what kind of show is this? Who is this Rebecca Lynn Norrington? Who is this RLN? Who is this woman with, quote-unquote, all of the answers? Well, I'm not going to pretend that I have all of the answers, but if I don't have answers, I can ask the question and I will always get answers. And I'm not, and you can too. When you feel stuck, or maybe you're thinking too much, you're trying to make something happen, guess what? You don't have to make anything happen. All you have to do is release control, surrender totally to the universe, release without resisting anything, and ask the question that you need answers to. Now, don't ask the question, when is the love of my life coming, and when am I going to have millions of dollars, and when am I going to be living on a house on a hill? Those kind of questions, yeah, I mean, you can ask them, but the questions that I like to ask the universe is, how do I get rid of this energy of irritation? How can I surrender more? How can I be in a place where I don't resist what's going on? How can I be happier? How can I elevate my personal vibration? How can I live a life without judgments? How can I detach to the outcome? Those are the kind of questions that Nathan likes to call it a charge. Whenever I'm feeling that, ask the question. I always ask, and guess what? I always get answers. Let me just give you you want to hear my password on my computer? I have to change it every month, but this is it. This is another one of the questions. I love this question. What else? Yeah, this is my password for my computer, but you don't know where my computer is, so there you can't. Listen, anyway, it doesn't matter. My question is, my password is, what else is possible in June 2015? So when it's July, it's going to be, what else is possible in July? That's another great question. What is possible? What else is possible? And guess what? What I found is that the universe just keeps dropping these things in my lap. They just pop out of nowhere. So ask the question, what else is possible? And be prepared to live a life of just things happening, miracles happening, mountains moving. Trust me on that one. That's one of the things. That's one of the descriptions of the show. The second is, I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist, and that means that my agenda, my goal, my intention, my foundation, everything that I am centers around how to experience, how to be in any situation and still be happy. Now, this happiness isn't a internal, the happiness isn't a internal, an external, okay, I now I'm living here on the hill, or I have millions of dollars and I've achieved and now I'm happy. No, this happiness that I'm talking about is something that never changes. It's actually your foundation. It's actually how you make decisions, okay, like you ask a question. Say you're in the middle of a confrontation or quote-unquote arguing. Is this next sentence that I'm going to say, is that going to create more happiness or subtract from happiness? It's really quite simple. Am I creating drama or am I creating peace? The truth is always simple. And for me, it's the only way that I can live right now, which is being committed to this happiness. The other thing is personal vibration, which means, listen, we're all energy, and we all vibrate at a certain frequency. Now, I'm just going to say, if you've called in, you can also talk to me if you like. Just press 1 in the queue, and the number to call in is 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619. Back to the personal vibration. You are responsible for just a few things. You have control over just a few things on this journey in this life. You have control over your personal vibration, meaning how you're feeling, and I'm not talking about feeling joyful or not or sad, but how are you, what are you vibrating at? And let me give you a couple of examples, which I love this analogy. Water. You know, we're, 90% water. And water has different forms. There's the water that just flows in the river, in the ocean, in the lake, just regular water. And there's an ice cube, right? And the ice cube is more solid, more dense. And then there is the other form, which is steamy, light. So I like to make that analogy with your personal vibration. You can either be solid like an ice cube, and I find that when I'm solid or I'm feeling solid, then there's going to be a lot of things that are going to affect me. And that is the vibration is your choice, it's actually a practice. And then there's the other element when the water is just flowing, so just like a river just flowing, and that is flowing without resisting. What happens when the water is flowing along the lake and there's a lot of rocks? Well, it just goes right over the rocks. It just keeps moving. It just doesn't stop. But if there was an ice cube, it would stop. But anyway, that's my analogy. And the steam is one of the most, for me, it's the ultimate. To be that steamy, that airy where things are happening, life's ups and downs are of course going on. You can't stop it. But your steam and your light and your airy. And all of those ways, solid, flowing, and steam, all of those is your choice. you can choose. And but the thing is, practicing to stay at a steamy or a more airy place, or practicing just to flow without resisting, or the ice cube. It's all about practice, like everything else. Now, the topic today, well, before I go on with the topic, I just want to share with my listeners my book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, the first edition. You can get that on Lulu. You can also go on Amazon. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.1995, and I will send you, free of shipping charges, a autographed copy, because it is a limited edition. It's not going to be printed again in that form, and it might not even have that title. But anyway, enough commercials. So, the topic. I usually don't talk about what's going on in the news. I mean, I'm a happiness specialist. Do happiness people concern themselves or even pay attention to the news? Let me say that. I usually don't. But the topics that are happening now, the current topics, are so, have so many lessons and so many interesting perspectives, and I wanted to share mine. What happened in Charleston with this young man killing 9 innocent people has really evoked a lot of emotion. And all emotion, let me just say this, all emotion is good, of course. All emotion is good. It just means that, okay, this is where you are. Emotion is a gauge. It is a gauge as to where you are, how aware you are, how self-aware you are, and when I say enlightened, I don't mean, oh, you're enlightened and you're not. It just means how spiritual, you know, I don't even know how to describe it. But how I react, let me just go back to me, how I react to events that happen in the news. Number one, I know that if I can't control it, my response, responding with rage and with anger and with revenge, that's number one. It's not going to help me, and it's definitely not going to send out a vibration of healing in this world. Anger, revenge, revolt, hate. I can't believe I can't even think of the word hate because I don't even use it. Hate. None of that emotion heals. None of that is healing. None of that is uplifting. None of that is making anything better, in my opinion. So I can't, if I'm not making anything better, if I'm not into the healing, if I'm not perpetuating healing, then what am I doing? Then I might as well it doesn't make sense to me just to pile on with the anger and the hate. I just can't do it. I was in the store yesterday, and this is a true story. Yesterday, I was in a store, and it was a Chinese store, a Chinese market. It's actually the closest market to my home, and one of the reasons why I like it, not only because it's close, but the variety of the vegetables and the variety of the fish and the variety, things that I don't even know what they are, but there's just a big variety. Anyway, so I was standing in line and I purchased a couple of things. I was standing in line, and behind me was a woman and her son. Now, I'm not going to even say, because it's not about race, it's about the energy. See, it's really not about black or white or Asian or Hispanic. It's really about the energy, in my opinion. So I was standing in the checkout line, and of course, all of the cashiers are Chinese. It's a Chinese market. Sometimes when I ask for help, some people don't even speak English. Because yesterday I went in for spaghetti noodles, and spaghetti noodles, spaghetti noodles in a Chinese market. But they have them. Thank you. So anyway, I'm standing in line, and this woman with her son, and the son must have been about 12 years old. You could tell he was almost a teenager, 12 years old, 13. And she was behind me, and she said, she was talking to him. She says, "Watch this." She says, "She's not going to say hello." She's speaking about the cashier. She says, "They're not going to say hello to you. They're not going to greet you. They're not going to talk to you. They're just, you know, it's they're not friendly." And she used a lot of they. "They're not friendly. They're not going to talk to you. They're not going to greet you." She says, "Unless," she says, "if I say hello, then they'll speak to you. But usually they," meaning the Chinese cashiers, "don't speak to you." And I was listening to her, an audience, reality, spirituality audience. It took everything that I had, not to say anything. Now, if you know me personally, or you trust me, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or quite frankly, maybe even tomorrow, I might have said anything. But the universe really wanted me to keep my mouth shut, really wanted me to be quiet and just observe and hear. And so this woman was talking about, "They're not going to speak to you unless you speak first." So, of course, I'm next, and I say hello, because honestly, I don't care if anybody speaks to me first or not. I'm not waiting for somebody to talk to me. I am here to say good morning, good afternoon, hello. I don't have this, "Well, they have to speak first. Oh, look at how rude they are. They're not I don't do that. It's just not my thing." And so I said hello, and of course the cashier said hello, and then the lady behind me, she said, "See, she had to say hello first." Now my question is, number one, what are you teaching your children? Are you teaching them more division, more dislike, more hate, what are you teaching? Or are you teaching, for whatever reason, who knows why people don't speak first? I don't know, and quite frankly, it doesn't even matter. It really comes down to that person in the mirror, and you speak first. And I really, I wanted to say something so bad, and I really turned around a couple of times, and and I asked myself the question. It doesn't matter, because the universe didn't want me to speak, and whatever I said was, I wanted to say, "Look at what you're teaching. You're just perpetuating hate. You're perpetuating division. You're perpetuating, you don't know why people don't speak first. You don't know why people don't speak. Maybe they don't feel uncomfortable. Maybe that's just not their culture to speak." But anyway, this woman was going on and on about how these people are and teaching. So my question is, what are you teaching? What are you teaching or showing in your everyday example? It's really about the individual and how the individual is in their presence in this world, and what is that? Now let's go on to the other topic, which I want to talk about, the Confederate flag. This topic is about being offended, right? How many of you out there, just raise your hand. I got a lot of people in the queue, and if you want to speak with me, just press 1. A lot of people, how many out there get offended? Just raise your hand. That many. Well, listen, I used to be offended if the wind blew to the south, if the wind blew to the north, if somebody looked at me with one eye. What I'm saying is, I could be offended with a drop of a hat. But what was that doing is, I found that now whatever is out there, outside of me, has control over how I feel. And if I am a happiness specialist, and I am, I've got to take back that power. There is nothing, and I mean nothing, that I want to allow to have power over me. Not a person, not an activity, and not a Confederate flag. Now, let me go back to this being offended thing. And it's really up to you. It's really up to you, my dear audience, to practice the skill, or even, first of all, before you practice, you have to really want, you have to really commit to being a different person, that I don't want to be offended. I mean, can you imagine going through this life without being offended? What a release. I don't know about you, but I feel lighter. There's nothing anybody could say, no word anybody can use. Do you think that I am going to allow a word to have power over me? I don't care who's using it, from my mother to my son to the neighbor to my best friend to whoever it is. A stranger says a word and I'm offended? Sorry, but... huh? So, if you know, I have a day job, and there's a lot of people in this office, a lot of different backgrounds, tons and tons of backgrounds. And so now we're talking, now the topic is, after the shooting last week, now the topic is removing the Confederate flag from the state, I guess it's state property in Charleston, or it's in South Carolina. I don't know if it's in the state property. But anyway, there is a Confederate flag that is flying high on state property, and people are in an uproar about it, in an uproar. And let me just be honest. I don't care either way about a Confederate flag. I mean, I get it. I've heard the history, but it's not one of my, quote, triggers, okay? Fly the flag, don't fly the flag, who cares? So I was trying to figure out what would be the closest thing that to a Confederate flag that I would kind of get. And I came from an era where World War II, I mean, I have family members that fought in the war and people that I know that fought in the war. And, of course, there you go. There's the Nazi flag with the swastika. So I can get that. I could totally, and I'm actually getting chills now, I can get that same symbolism and how, quote, that would be offensive or how that would stir up emotion, okay? I totally understand it. For other people, I cannot. And then I'm thinking to myself, okay, so let's see, if I get the Nazi flag, so if my neighbor across the street put a Nazi flag on their door or a Confederate flag on their window, huh? Audience. I forgot my story. So I'm in an office, and one of my coworkers asked me, she asked me about it. And she says, what do you think about them flying the Confederate flag? And she knows, listen, I'm a happiness specialist. I don't really announce it, but some people know my secret identity. And she asked me about it. And I said, you know what, people being I totally get it. I said, but I am not going to allow a piece of material with symbols to affect my day. Confederate flag, Nazi flag. I cannot allow people a piece of material, a piece of cloth with symbols on it, man-made symbols. I don't care, because it doesn't represent anything to me. In other words, I'm not going to allow it to represent anything to me. It's my decision whether I'm going to be upset or offended by it. And she looked at me like, first of all, not that I was crazy, but she says, well, most people don't think like you. And guess what, audience? I had to agree. Of course most people don't think like this, but where is it going to start? So I told her, I said, I cannot allow anything or anyone or anybody using a word. I don't care what it, I don't care if my mother calls me, you think of the expletive. If it's coming from my mother, you don't think my son has told me off? I mean, come on. You have a child. I don't know about you, audience, but my son has told me off more than once in the last couple of years. Do you think I'm going to allow his words to bother me? A piece of cloth to bother me? A man-made symbol? Oh, now I'm offended. And the reason why I cannot allow, I am really not into this being offended, is because, quite frankly, I become more powerful. I'm the one that is more powerful, and you are more powerful when you are not allowing. It's the word empowerment, talking about empowerment, walking around with nothing offending you. You are able to move through this life without being offended. Quite frankly, let's go back. We were all taught to be offended. That's offensive. Boo, I'm offended. You weren't born. You were 1 year old, 2 years old. You weren't offended by anything. 2 years old, you're sitting in your playpen, 1.5 years old, and somebody marches in with a Nazi flag, marches in with a Confederate flag. You could care less. Or even uses words that, you know, come on. I don't want to say them because, listen, it is a public show. But in my private life, I would say it. Why am I not saying it? Because I don't want my audience to be offended. Well, quite frankly, that's on you. How's that? So you were taught, or I was taught, to be offended. Isn't it time to unlearn what we've learned? Isn't it time to take power back and not allow these things that happen in the world to offend us? Now, that doesn't mean that you can't work for change or you can't be inspired to do something or to change. But let me tell you something. The example that you will be giving of nothing can offend me, you can't offend me, is something that needs to be noticed on this planet, needs to be shown. We need more examples. We need more examples. Because you cannot control what people are going to say. You cannot control what people are going to do or the flags are going to hang up. And so it's really your responsibility to get to a point where fly the flag, okay, do what you got to do, you're not affecting me. Because when you're flying a Nazi flag, flying a Confederate flag, and other people are affected, or you're doing it to affect other people, for whatever reason, who knows why people are doing it, guess what? They're winning. If you are affected by anything, they win. The more powerful you are, I typed up a quote the other day on my Facebook page. It's one of my favorites. I didn't even use correct grammar. It was not nobody and not no thing has enough shade to affect my light. Say it with me. Not nobody and not no thing has enough shade to affect my light. It's all about being as bright as possible and there will be no shade to affect it. It's like, okay, this is really crazy. It's like taking a trip to the sun. Taking a trip to the sun. Do you think that the sun is going to be affected? Taking a trip, just a person. How about another planet is going to be affected by the Earth at all? The sun, if the Earth moves to the sun, and I don't even know where I'm going with this. That might have been even a bad example. But what I'm saying is, you shine so bright. Your job, my dear audience, is to shine so bright that there is no amount of shade that is going to affect you. You can't make anybody do anything different. People are going to be themselves, throw up signs, throw up flags, throw out words. Oh, that's offensive. All right, and keep the cycle going. I'm giving each and every one of you an assignment of asking the universe, how can I experience this life without being offended? That's it. Just ask the question, and you'll get the answer. Now, I'm going to ask if anyone would like to speak with me. It is area code 646-564-9619. Few people in the queue, press number 1. If you want to ask me a question, press number 1. I am here. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, maybe 30 seconds, and I will be right back.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Okay, and I am back. How about that for an abrupt return? So, back to the point. If you want to experience more happiness and if you want to experience more peace and more contentment in your life, it's really, really up to you. Words, offensive? No. Actions of other people, offensive? No. Cloth, material, symbols, man-made symbols? No. And back to what my coworker said. She says, most people aren't like you, and I totally got it. But I said, you know what? It would be empowering for people to be, it would be empowering. And she looked at me and she, it's like, I don't want to do that work. I'd rather be offended. Sorry. I rather be offended. I'm used to being offended. It's actually a habit. I rather do that. I don't want to put the responsibility on me. I don't want to do that. I want to put the responsibility on everybody else and what they're doing. I don't want to look in the mirror and put the responsibility on. And that's exactly, I mean, a blank stare. I say, yeah, you're empowered. Can you imagine? No words offend you. No actions offend you. No flag offends you. Can you imagine? Empowerment. No. And again, I can't change the world by trying to change other people, or trying to convince other people, or trying to. That's one of the things my son was talking about yesterday, and it was really interesting. He was, and I'll go to my caller in just a couple minutes. It was really interesting. My son was talking about pyramids, you know, making money off of pyramid businesses, Amway, different bar, you know, different nutritional bars, health foods, all of this. He was talking about making money, and he was trying to tell his friend that's not the way to that. In other words, that wasn't a good idea. It's a pyramid scheme. Going to fall apart. And I said, leave these people alone. You have enough to do looking in the mirror. Let people go. Let them experience their own journey. And you look in the mirror and do what you need to do. So that was my conversation with him yesterday. Let me go to my first caller. And again, you can press the number 1 if you'd like to speak with me live. First caller is area code 559. Hi, what's your name? You're welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Hi, my name is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. What's going on?
I was just listening to you, and I was like, I should call in, but I don't really know what kind of questions I'm allowed to ask.
You could ask whatever you like. What are some of your challenges in your life? And speak up just a little bit, sweetie, please. What are some of the challenges? What's a challenge that's going on that you would like?
The challenge for me is that when I become infatuated with a person, it's hard for me to let go of them.
Oh.
It's like I get fixated. It's not good.
And so that's what's going on right now? You're fixated on someone?
Mm-hmm.
So are you like a stalker?
No. Nothing like that, no. I don't call them, no, nothing like that. It's just in my mind, I just think about that person daily, and it's like, I'm thinking it's driving me insane. Not insane. I just don't think it's healthy for me to just think about that person every day when obviously that person perhaps has moved on. I'm not a stalker. I don't go to his home. I don't call him. I don't, no, nothing like that. It's just for me, my own well-being.
Okay. And so my question to you is when did you notice this and when did all this start? Is it just this one person or it's always been like that?
No, I think it's always been that way. When I date someone and I like them, I just kind of think about them. So it takes me a long time to to forget about them until, so I'm kind of, I don't know if it's loyalty or it just takes me like a long time.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me say this. Number one, let's not compare ourselves to anyone else. This is how long this is what you're doing, and this is how long it takes you. Okay, so longer than the other person. We don't do any comparing here on the show. No comparing. So this is how quote long it takes you, and you're very special, and you're very unique is the word. Okay, so that's number one. So no comparing. Number two, why do you think, because I have the answer, but why do you think this is? What is, in other words, what are you benefiting? What is the benefit from you thinking about this person day and night and night and day and day and night and night? I'm sure there's a song. What is the benefit you get?
I don't think there's a benefit.
There has to be a benefit, sweetie, or else you wouldn't be doing it.
Maybe in my mind, the illusion of maybe it's going to work out. I don't know. I've never really thought about that. I'm like, what can the benefit be? I don't really know.
Well, let me say this. Number one, thank you so much for calling. Number two, one of the things that I love to do on the show is really, really get deep, 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 because there is a benefit for you. There is a benefit. You are getting something positive out of it. You really are. People don't do anything without getting, if you're walking down the street and people started throwing rocks at you, just, rocks and hit you in the head, rocks, 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 you wouldn't be walking down that street very often, right?
True, because I knew I would get hurt.
Exactly. So, in other words, there's no benefit for walking down the street getting rocks thrown at you. And it's the same thing with behavior and what people do. They're getting something out of it, even if, this is going to sound a little wacky, but even if it's negative, benefit. Let me just tell you a really quick story. You ready?
Okay. Yes, I'm listening.
Oh, good. My mom and dad, I know they're not listening. My mom and dad, well, especially my mother, you know, these couples with the back and forth and back and forth, it was always bickering, always arguing, it was always something. It was really crazy. I wish I had videotaped them. I'd have the best reality show yet. You think the Kardashians are good. My parents would have been the best. But I digress. So my mother, what she did was she, in order to get attention from my father, it would be all of the things that she knew he didn't like. Like, he doesn't, number one, he didn't like her talking to her. You know how some people talk to themselves. He didn't like, there's a lot of things that he didn't like, and she would just do it to get attention. But it was always negative attention. He would fuss, and it's just back and forth and negative attention. But a couple of things that are going on with you, and let's get back to you. So there is getting attention, even if it's negative, is still benefiting her. Because you, or else, he would have ignored her totally, just totally ignored her. Does that make any kind of sense, what I just said?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So let's get back to you. You got your seatbelt on?
Put yeah.
Okay, good. Put a seatbelt on. One of the things that that this, you know, going around and around and thinking about this person is it's a distraction. And let me use another word, an addiction, distraction, addiction. It's getting in your way. In other words, you're so busy with these thoughts and going back and forth with this guy or this girl, guy or girl, whatever, doesn't matter, that you don't have, you're not spending any time looking in the mirror and doing what you need to do to elevate yourself as an individual. In other words,
I never thought about that. I never thought about it that way. Wow.
I wish I could just hug you right now. I'm sending a hug right through the phone. Because one of the things that I just love when people call in is just to say I've never thought of it that way. And I just want to hug you cause so tight because just for you to even be open and honest to accept it. And there's no judgment here. It's just looking at what you're doing with different eyes.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, I honestly, it's like, now I'm thinking, I'm like, wow, it makes sense what you said. I'm just using it as a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And like a little addiction obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how would a
go ahead.
Go about, what would you suggest would be like the next way to try to not be like that?
Well, first of all, let's do this. Let me stop for a second because I do not want you to think that I'm criticizing or saying that there's anything wrong with the way you are right now. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it last week. There's nothing wrong with it last year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. I'm not saying there's anything wrong. All I'm saying is it's like, okay, now you have a light on it. Now you have a light shining on this behavior, and then you have another way of looking at it, or you have another choice. So don't think for one second that you're doing anything wrong, okay? It's just who you are or who you were up until the present moment right now. Listen, don't tell anybody, but I was a bitch on wheels a few years ago. Woo wee, moody, temperamental, argumentative, angry, revengeful. That was all me, but it's just different today. So there's nothing wrong with the way I was. I just had to be like that to get to this, to get to another point. It's like just climbing a stair. So now you're on this level, and then you climb a stair, and then you're on another level. So number one, I don't want you to criticize or think that you're doing anything wrong. Or now you have the light shine, and you even said, wow, I never looked at it like that. So that's number one. Number two, how do you do anything in this world? Don't think that you're here by yourself at all. You have the universe as your personal assistant. You know, personal assistants, they're the ones that do all the work for you. They're the ones that do the things that you don't want to do. They're the ones that do the hard work, the grime and the grunt. You have a personal assistant, and that's the universe. And all you have to do is, you ready for this? This is going to be easy breezy.
Okay. Yep, I'm ready.
All you have to do is ask the question, hey, universe, how do I soften the voices, soften the thoughts, not really get rid of them, but just lower the volume. Just lower the volume. So your focus is not just so focused. How do I lower the volume? Right?
Okay.
And you ask that question every single day. Usually I get up in the morning and I go outside barefoot and my arms in the air. I'm like, hey, universe, give me my day. What else is possible? And whatever questions I have for the day. So you just, every day it's simple. You go out, ask, you can even say, how do I eliminate, or how do I lighten up these voices? How do I not focus so much on the voices? How can I focus on something other than these voices? How can I focus on something other than fill in the blank for the name?
Mm-hmm.
Just ask the question.
Okay, that's something I'm going to do today.
And then number three, good. And then number three is, I want you every single day to ask the universe, what else is possible in my life? Or what is day? What else is possible this week? I want you to ask every single day, and your life is going to start shifting, and you're not going to have to do anything about it. It's just going to start shifting.
Okay, with the how do I and what else is possible, okay?
Yes. Yes.
I like it.
Yay.
I write it down.
Yay.
I write down on my notes what things to do daily.
Perfect. And you know what?
Like
you can do it. You can do it not just once a day. You can do it, you know, a couple times a day. You want to be obsessive? Be obsessive over this. Yeah, start obsessing over the universe. There you go. There's your date.
And I'm assuming the thoughts will just come to your mind, or the universe will somehow shift things in the direction that they should be.
Well, let's one of the words I don't use is should. I never use that word should. The should is a bad word. It's only what you're, it's nothing that I should do. It's only what I'm inspired to do. But let me tell you about these thoughts. Number one, you're not your thoughts. You are not, you, my dear Evelyn, are not your thoughts. Your thoughts are a separate entity. You can witness your thoughts, but your thoughts are separate. So we don't want to, like, oh, God, get rid of these thoughts, because I've got thoughts too. But I've learned to identify the thoughts between my, you know, the ego, the man-made thoughts, and or the universal thoughts, meaning that I got the same thoughts. Yeah, I'm not doing enough. Yeah, I've been procrastinating. Yeah. But the volume on these thoughts are really, really, really low, so low that I don't even know that they're there. They're whispers. So it's all about just getting those thoughts tuned down to a whisper, the ones that don't serve you, the ones that aren't supporting you, the ones that are telling you there's something wrong with you, the ones that are telling you, oh, yeah, there's something you should do. Those thoughts are going to start being whispers. We don't want to get rid of anything. We just want to know which ones that are serving us. That makes sense.
Okay. I like it.
Call me back.
You know what? You're not going to believe this, but I'm writing down notes and I totally forgot the second one. The first one is how do I?
Yes.
Fill in the blank. And what's the second one?
The second one, what else is possible?
Okay.
What else is possible today? What else is possible in my life? What else is possible this week? I mean, that is such a good question to ask. Let me tell you something. I started asking that. That's one of my, I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the show, but that's one of my passwords on my computer. What else is possible in June 2015? Do you know there were like three or four different crazy things that just dropped into my lap? I didn't do anything.
Hmm.
So
because
just ask what else is
been
possible.
Well, can we ask in a positive way? Because there's lots of things that are possible. But look at me, ask what positive things are possible today.
Well, let me say this. I love it. There's no distinction. There's no distinction.
Okay.
All, quote unquote, all negative is still positive. First of all, I said negative earlier, and I know I used that label because I usually don't use labels. But all experiences, everything that you're experiencing is positive. Everything. Even this being obsessed and thoughts about this person, that's a great experience because now you're learning from it. You're going to be growing from it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to know the difference between how you are now and how you're going to be in another week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. You're going to feel a difference. Everything is here for a lesson. Everything is here for our betterment. Everything is here. Life supports us. Life is never against us, ever. I don't care how it looks or how it feels. Life is here to support us.
Got it. I like it.
I have two words. Woohoo!
That's one. Oh, no. Woohoo is two. You're right. Woo-hoo.
Yeah! It doesn't matter. Woo-hoo. One or two. Woohoo.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been enlightened, and I'm very appreciative of you providing me with this insight because you honestly opened up my eyes. I didn't think about it that way, so that's good. Thank you, and I'm going to definitely put these things into practice.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And the other thing I want to share with you is, and this is something for everybody, myself included, is patience, sweetie, patience. Patience with life, patience with all of it, patience with your growth, patience with how things are unfolding, evolving, patience with all of it. Be okay. Let the universe take its time. You can't speed anything up. You can't slow it down. You can't stop it from happening, and you can't make it happen. So just be patient and start relaxing. I use this other analogy. I don't know if I've told you about the car, you know, sitting in a car. Have I talked to you about that before?
I don't know about the car.
Oh, good. I love repeating myself. I love it. What's your favorite car?
My favorite car is probably... I would say a Mercedes. I've never had them, but I like them.
Yeah, okay. Ooh, let's go with the Mercedes. A big one of those big like a limousine Mercedes. Not a long stretch limousine, but a nice big, you know, the top of the model, the S-Class. The S-Class, baby, the S-Class. And you're in the back seat. And who's driving?
Who's driving? I would be driving.
Yeah, you're in the back seat.
I would like to be driving, though.
Oh, join the club. Join the club. I wonder if Julia's listening. Join the club, but you're in the back seat and the universe is driving.
Okay.
You don't have control over what's going on. I know that's one of the hardest concepts to get and to believe and to trust. You do not have control. Meaning, you have control over your perspective, you have control over your words, you have control over your attitude, your behavior, You don't even have control over your thoughts because they just come and go. You have control over how you look at the world. You have control over your responses. But as far as what happens and what doesn't happen, I'm sorry, but you don't have control. My opinion. If you had control, would you have designed your life exactly to be exactly where you are right now, yes or no?
If I could have the life I have right now?
I mean, in other words, right now at this point, let's just stop it wherever you are, and looking back, is that your plan? Was that your plan?
Of course not.
There you go.
Yeah.
And
I would
not going to
be...
Go ahead.
I would have been married and had children by now.
There you go. You would have had children. You would have found Mr. Right. You would have probably had a different job, making more money, blah, 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 right?
Probably the same job I have now, but...
Oh, all right. Good.
You like
your job.
A little couple different things, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the point is, if you didn't have control then, don't think you're going to have control. And this is just me. Don't think you're going to have control in the future. But this is the thing. The universe gives us the best ride ever, the best journey, the best. All we have to do is trust without resisting and surrender. Now, that's a lot to do. But surrendering and allowing the universe to work its magic through you.
Okay.
I was disinherited in 2000. I know I've said it before. I was disinherited. Do you think that I would have designed being disinherited? Huh? Come on now. No. So, I've given up. So you're in the back seat of your beautiful Mercedes. What color is it?
It's red.
Red. Hmm. I don't think I've seen a red Mercedes lately.
I've never
red.
Seen one.
I love it. I love it, though. So now you're in the back seat and allow the universe to drive and ask your questions and be patient. And know that everything is perfect, and you are perfect, and know that you are supported and you are loved. And there's nothing you should do, only what you're inspired to do. And let's just start making a shift, and let's start just keep it moving.
Will do.
All right, sweetie. I love talking to you. Call me anytime. Thank you so much for contributing to the show.
No, thank you. Enlighten me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. Whew, what a great, you too, thank you. What a great, great conversation. You see, listen, we all have challenges. That's what this life is about. Ups, downs, backwards, forwards. And it's time to start recognizing that all of these challenges and everything that life brings you is here to get you to another place. It's here to open your eyes. It's here to see the beauty of it all, the order of it all. Everything is in perfect order. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m., next weekend, I will be visiting my mother, you know, the one that disinherited me, and I will be visiting her for 4th of July. So I haven't decided whether I'm going to, well, I know Saturday while I'll be flying in. But anyway, if not next weekend, for sure, Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Also, you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com if you'd like my latest book, the first edition, the limited edition, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. I will sign it and mail it to you. It's only $19.95. And then you'll have a collector's item. Let's see. So until tomorrow, I'm going to be here again tomorrow live. I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be kind, and be patient to yourself, best friend. Remember, like Abraham says, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Again, empowerment. No, offended by what? A piece of material? I don't think so. Until tomorrow, you've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
Got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good now.
Get real.